I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Aniston, I'm so excited to have you on the Be You, Find a Happy podcast today, where we are going to chat all things numerology, hope, insights, the future, all sorts of good stuff. How are you doing right now in light of everything?
You know what? I am doing well. I think every day I wake up and it's like I have that feeling of like, oh, good, that was just a dream. And then I'm like, oh, no, it's not a dream. I don't know if that's happened to you.
I actually posted a little meme on LinkedIn and said that I had a terrible dream that I woke up and I was the plumber, the housekeeper, the hairstylist, and then realized, oh no, I am all of that now. Yeah. It's unbelievable what we all can take on when we need to. Oh, yeah. And just like tapping into the simplicity of things too. I think that's been an important part of staying grounded.
Yeah, you know, you realize just, I mean, even today I've been trying to focus on, you know, okay, what am I grateful for and what do I have? And what's amazing is I realize just how much time I don't spend with my children and how much time I don't spend just, you know, being and slowing down. And so if that's all I gain from this, I mean, that is worth it because I can see where I've been a bit off balance in the past.
Absolutely. I think we created that world and the world said, Earth. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about who you are and your background in numerology?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, I've always been a seeker, ever since I was young. And I would say I grew up, in a Christian household, very religious upbringing. But I always had questions. And I think in my early 20s, I started really opening up and seeking, into the more of the metaphysical nature of the world and really looking at different subjects of all kinds and reading up about different religions and really just trying to inform myself. And it was interesting. I came upon a numerology book. This would have been about probably 15 years ago. And I was hooked. It was like all of a sudden I had this very tangible way to view and understand and perceive energy and to look at my life in a different way. And it validated a lot of things for me. I'm a very structured person. I'm a Capricorn. So I'm very grounded and earthy and material, right? So energy for me, the things that are intangible have sometimes been hard for me to really grasp and understand. And so numerology gave me a structure, I think, to understand, you know, my place in the world and really what I'm here to do. And so I wasn't happy with just knowing a little bit about it though, because I just couldn't let it go. I wanted to know everything about it. So I started studying it and I started with what most people know of as the Western form of numerology with Pythagorean numerology, which was actually started, it predates Pythagoras, but, he gets credit for most of it. And then, as the years progressed, I started delving into deeper forms of numerology, and numerology actually originated with ancient Hebrew. And so I started studying a form of numerology some people know as soul contract numerology. Some call it the numerology of Moses. And essentially it's a way to access our soul blueprint, or I call it a life blueprint. It's a very deep and profound, I would say, numerology. It takes it another step further. And so, so I became certified in that. And then, I also on the other side of my world, I've spent about 15 to 20 years in the marketing and advertising, world. So working with brands, helping them, helping them build a brand and then obviously market that brand. And I really enjoy doing that too. And as I continue to study numerology, I found ways to really blend the two together. And so I spend a lot of my time right now helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and businesses with what I like to call energetic marketing. So, and, you know, finding names for their products, really looking at the foundation, the energetic foundation of their business, and if it's really giving them the output that they want, and how we can maybe better enhance that energy. And so I think for me, it's really, I think numerology, there's still so much we can do with it, and being very intentional with it versus just looking at it to tell us a little bit about ourselves. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And as you were talking, I was just jotting down different thoughts that I have. One of the things that I've heard a lot, when I'm, you know, talking about numerology with people is, but numbers didn't always exist. You know, that was a development of the English language. So what is numerology? How does it work? and I don't know. I'm curious.
Right.
I'm curious about that. Why does it work? And especially in light of the fact that, you know, the numbers as we know them, the systems that we've created haven't always existed.
Right. And that is honestly, it's a very good question, because you're like, well, how does this even make sense? So numerology really is, it's the universal language. Okay. And that's what we like to, like, I like to say is it's the universe speaks in numbers. And even though we don't understand them really what that language means, numerology is a way to decode that. In the Bible, it even starts by saying basically sound creates. And it's the sound of the letters in our name, for instance, that certain frequency that has a very specific vibration. And numbers have an energy, and they have a personality. And so science has shown that everything in this universe has order, and that everything in the universe can be broken down into a number. And so it's very hard and complex, I guess, for our minds to really grasp that. And because especially if you're like, well, how did the people know numbers? And you know, they didn't just show up and the numbers were there. But it is believed that numbers existed in before even we did. And that the universe really breaks down, and the energy really breaks down into numbers and letters and symbols that all give what we live in a form of order.
As you're talking, I'm thinking about this little, we went to, my son and I, before all this stuff, we were at a science museum, and they had one of those vibrational sound machines where, mm-hmm. you know, you stand over here and make a sound, and then he could hear it across the room. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was thinking about how you said that, and that's true. And really, I mean, when it comes to just the physics of how things work, that's really been proven. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't share with you something that's been going on in my life. And I've always been very in tune to numbers. I've always been kind of a geek on numerology and things like that, for sure.
Right.
But I had something start happening back in early December, late November of last mm-hmm. year. And it was so undeniable that it was almost comical. So at first I was afraid. And then I started to kind of do some research and tap into things and realize, like, this isn't something to be afraid of, but I really want to get your perspective. I'm just going to share the story, and then I want to get your perspective. So,
okay.
So last year, late November, early December, I started seeing repeating numbers, repetition.
Right.
It started as 11 elevens, and mostly it was within the one realm for a long time, for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing at different times when certain things would happen, I would see 222s or 333s or 444s or even 999s. Mm-hmm. And it was always, there would always be something that happened either right before or after, and I would see that repeating number. And then some people said, oh, you're just looking for it. And I'm like, no, this is happening so blatantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm looking for it. It is like every time that I look at the clock or doors that I walk up to have these repeating numbers, you know, different things like
yep.
that, different places, parking spots, the only spot that was available, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so comical that I actually started taking pictures of these different things or screenshotting my phone. Like, I went to look at my phone to check the time, and it was 11:11 on January 11th. I mean, it was full of wands, you know?
Yep.
And so I started screenshotting and taking pictures and sending them to people to be like, look, I am not losing my mind, right?
Yep.
And then I started reading about it, and it started to bring me more comfort to the point where if I didn't see repeating numbers on a certain day, I almost felt sad like they left. And I say they because I read that it's spirit energy or angels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true. I want to get your perspective on this. But then what got really crazy is, you know, this coronavirus stuff starts happening. And I'd say the world starts going to crap, but it really doesn't. The people are, you know, the world is doing fine. Just like you said, yeah. It's spinning on her glorious axis. She is lifting us up, all of those wonderful things. The people in the world might be going crazy, but the world is doing great. And I'm feeling more overwhelmed than I ever have because, you know, unlike a lot of people, my husband and I have a business in, and I say essential and I mean essential. It's, you know, we supply defense and things like that in the manufacturing sector. Plus I'm a psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. So more than ever, people need me now. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I'm now homeschooling my child and, you know, so my plate like took everything I had and just got amplified by a million. And the energetic draw that people have needed from me is so immense. And I'm finding less time for the self-care that I normally take to create space to help people. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling completely overwhelmed. I wake up and I'm just exhausted. And for some reason I was reading something or something happened or somebody sent me something. I forget exactly what happened, but I had the repeating numbers. It wasn't once, but I saw them in the morning early. I get in the shower. I'm taking a super hot shower and I'm suddenly feeling completely exhausted. I mean, this is earlier this week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Late last week, early this week. I'm feeling so exhausted in this hot shower that I sit down. I'm forced to sit down in the shower. Like I can't even stand. And it's
right.
hot shower. And maybe it's the heat of the shower that forces me to sit down. I don't know. But I sit down and I start thinking, you know, Michaela, you've been seeing these angel messages. At least that's what you've identified them to be since before Corona happened. And from what you've read, these angel messages were warning you that your spirit energy was going to need to be stronger than ever and that you would be faced with things that were more challenging than ever. And, you know, I'm kind of reflecting back on all this research that I'd done on all these ones and suddenly feeling overwhelmed. And I just had this thought, like, I am clairvoyant. I have a purpose. And the minute that I thought that and I like whispered that to myself, mm-hmm. all of a sudden I felt the coldest air that I've like ever felt, like chilly air. And I'm sitting in a pouring hot shower. I mean, literally it's pouring down on me and I feel this cold air like flapping on my back. And I was overwhelmed with the idea that, no, these are angels' wings. They're flapping, mm-hmm. they're making air. They're like applauding you for this realization. And I know I sound completely crazy, but like, I feel like right now we're all going a little nutty.
Yep.
But I just got to ask, I mean, is this left base completely what my thought process has been on this, or is there some truth to all of this?
I 100% not only believe in your experience, but have experienced it myself for years and years and years. And my take on it is this, and I hear what you're, you know, when you got the comment, oh, well, maybe you're looking for them. So that's what you're seeing. And I think I would flip that on its head and say that because you are noticing it, okay? So like, I think the spiritual world, the veil between that world and this world is much thinner than we think. And that they are around us all the time. And we have so much support and they're just dying for us to like, to notice or to be able to perceive the messages of hope and the messages of guidance that they are ready to give us. And numbers, are a great way for them to be able to communicate in an amazing way that doesn't take a lot of energy. And so once you start to understand, again, it's about learning to speak the universal language. I think the universe is always trying to guide us and give us hope. I think we live in a very friendly, loving universe and that everything, you know, is in perfect order and everything is happening for us and not to us, you know, and we are not victims here and that So you seeing those numbers is you basically answering the call, you know, and I think the more that you started to see them, the reason why I think last year you started seeing other number combinations is because there, your spiritual guides, or whatever you want to call it, God, spiritual guides, universe, whatever, you know, everyone believes in, I think, once you start to notice it, you will start to notice them more and more. So the more that you get familiar with the energy of these numbers and what it means, just as you would if you were learning another language, the more that you can start having a conversation and understanding that guidance when it comes to you and thanking that guidance, because it always comes at the perfect time with the perfect message, with an answer to a question you have been asking. That's what I think. Yeah.
Oh, it makes me wish that I knew more about what each number represented. You know, like I'd done more research so that I could feel more confident when those messages do arrive.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research. I just read Sylvia Brown's End of Days. And, you know, there's so much in the way of numerology over the centuries.
Yes.
And how it's played into, you know, even just sevens appearing in interesting places. And
yes.
Hotels not having a room number 13. And, you know, mm-hmm. the 666 is the mark of the beast in Christianity. And, you know, there's so much in the way of numerology and how we look at the world. How does it provide insight to what's happening now, to worldly events in general, and to the future?
Okay, so I think there are many different levels of numerology, and but the most important thing I think is to take what is going to help you and what you can apply. And so I like to, with my clients, you know, give them ways and tools to be able to use in your daily life. Like, okay, how can you use numerology? And I think when you zoom out, because yes, we each have our own personal numerology report, if you will. So depending on the day we were born, the month and the day and the year will dictate your specific life path numbers. Okay. So the life paths run from 1 through 9, as well as there are a couple of master numbers. What is a life path? Well, a life path is basically whatever that adds up to. So your month, your day, your year, you add it up and then you break it down to one single digit. And then within that number is going to tell you a lot about your specific journey for this lifetime. I always like to call it, it's your earth major. Okay. So this is the major you selected, because think about it. When you come into this great big vast universe and this earth, there's so many things you could come here to learn. But if you don't have a specific kind of syllabus, you know, then you could just be scattered and not really learn much of anything. And so I think we all come here seeking an experience, and that life path numbers kind of helps attract that experience to us. It tells you a lot about your personality, but it also tells you a lot about the challenges that you might face. I like to call them lessons, because I think we're all very capable. I think it's just that we each have lessons that we need to learn and patterns that we might start to see throughout our lives. And then it also tells you things that, you know, some of the gifts that you have, you know, maybe the careers that would really suit you. It really answers a lot of questions, I think, for people in terms of like, what is my purpose here? What should I be focusing on? You know, why do I have this problem? You know, why does it keep showing up? And it can really shine a light on that for people. So that is your life path. It's a really good place to start with numerology, because a lot of people will find a great amount of validation with just that. So I think that's really important. Another aspect of Western numerology, Pythagorean numerology, that I use on a daily basis is the cycles. So to give you just a really quick overview, in numerology, there are we all go through 9-year cycles. Okay. So in each of those 9 years is a different theme. And so it's like this overriding energy for the year and a theme of what that year is going to hold for you. So every year, so starting with like the 1 year is about new, you know, this is the first year in a 9-year cycle, and it's going to bring about a lot of new things. It's going to bring about a lot of new experiences. Going to give you an opportunity to start fresh, to step out, to be independent, to claim your independence, to claim your power, and usually brings about a lot of new things in your life, but it can look very different for people. And then you move on to the second year. And I won't go through each year unless you want me to, because I know we're limited on time. But each year, like the second year of a 9-year cycle, is very different. While the 1 year is about action-packed, lots of things going on in your external world, the 2 year is really something that's going to draw you in and to expand more spiritually and expand more internally to deal with issues that are deep, you know, that have been repressed. And so if you're going, so the reason why it's important to know what year you're going into is because some years, I find more of the odd years, it's almost like the ocean going in and out, like, where some years the tides come in with a force and it's lots of external activity. And then some years are going to draw you back in. Well, if you're in a year that's going to draw you back in, that's probably not the best year to try and make a lot of external changes, because it's going to be really frustrating for you. So it's just about knowing, and I like to, it's about going with the universal energy instead of trying to swim against it. So just like we have our own personal years, the universe, there's a universal year as well. Okay. And so we all feel that energy because we're all here together on planet Earth. And the energy of this year of 2020 is a four, exactly. Yeah. And the four energy is it's a force to be reckoned with. And I say that in a really good way, because I think that the four is, it's one of those years that I always like, I go into it. I'm actually currently personally in a 4 year. So my cycle actually follows the universal cycle. So I always know what year the universe is in, and I feel it almost magnified within my own self. So before this year started, I took a deep breath. It was like, okay, you can do this. You've got this, because the 4 year is the year of the builder. And it is the year that that things that are going to come to light with the structure of things. And so if you were going to build a home, right, or if you're going to renovate a home and make some changes, first you need to start with the foundation. First and foremost, you always have to get an inspector out there to make sure the foundation is solid, there aren't any cracks, because if you start to build on top of that or renovate on top of that, it could all come crumbling down because you didn't do your due diligence in checking the foundation first, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that what we're experiencing a lot of right now is an opportunity for all of us individually to look at, okay, let's look at the foundation of my life, and let's look at all different areas, because you've got your health, which the four also is a symbolic of your health. It usually brings about any kind of health issues maybe you need to address. It's a good time to look at that. You know, what do you need to change, you know, again, for the long term? Because, you know, these are our vehicles we're in. Like, what do you need to do to fine tune that to make sure you live a healthy life? And then you have to look at, okay, my family life. Okay, are there any cracks there? In that foundation, and we're all getting a good opportunity to do that right now, let's be honest, because we are in each other's faces. We're not going anywhere for a while. And I think this is going to really shed some light on, you know, our family structures and how we can do that better moving forward. It's also going to highlight a lot to do with finances. Obviously, you know, let's look at that. I think on a bigger world scale, that's obviously going to be a big theme, is looking at the financial center of how is our world being run? How has it been run for a very long time? And where are the imbalances? The 4 year, more than any other year, is going to, have an ability to shift the power. Okay. So, which means if there is an imbalance somewhere. So if in our political structure or in our financial systems, there is an imbalance, it is not working, then this is the year of all the years in the 9-year cycle that it's going to be addressed. And I think that we're seeing that right now. And I think what's scary too is for a lot of people, again, it's like, oh, you know, no one knows what's going to happen. We're all like blindfolded here. And, I think that's not an accident either, because what we're moving into, I believe, the world that we're moving into and evolving into, is a world that is going to be much more in tune in terms of, you know, spiritually in tune. I think that we're going to have to really rely on ourselves and rely on our faith and our intuition. We're going to have to rely on each other. I think this is going to be a very unifying year. and it's going to be a year that's going to, you know, a lot of numerologists have been kind of waiting for this year because this is a very significant year in the numerological world in terms of this. So at the end of 2019 was it had been 9 complete 9-year cycles. So that's 81 years since the end of World War II. Okay. So I know that's a kind of little bit, you're like, okay, what is the significance of that? Well, the end of World War II, World War II was really the last time that the world has had what I would call a very unifying historical event, right? World War II, mm-hmm. like it or not, as horrific as that was.
Yeah, yeah.
The world came together and against what they would say is of evil to fight for what's right. And no longer were you looking at, you know, the other country as them and what it was us. It was all of us together. And I think that what we're experiencing right now is probably the closest to that we've been since then. So it's almost like, okay, now it's time for that unifying event to bring us to the next stage of our evolution.
So many questions.
One I know, of the things sorry.
That, no, I mean, it's just, there's so much to it, you know, and I'm just so grateful that you're here kind of sharing at least the highlights with us, especially with everything that's going on right now. But so I did jot my life path before we came on today. It's a 6, by the way, whatever that means. I don't know. I've read it. Certainly read the kind of breakdown on that. But what was interesting for me is how do we know what year we're in? How do we do that calculation?
Okay, that's super
you were mentioning
easy.
That you're a 4 this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super easy for you to do. So all you need to do is you need to take the month of your birth. So I'll give my birthday as an example. I was born on January 8th. So in order for me to find out what my personal year is, I will take the 1, which is my month of birth, January, plus 8, which is my day of birth. And then I add it to the current year. So then it would be plus 2, plus 0, plus 2, plus 0, right? And then I always break that down into a single digit. So that's how I get the 4.
So I'm a 2 this year. Okay.
So you're a 2. So I would imagine last year, what was your last year like? Did you have a lot of newness? Was it
yes.
a year for new for you?
Yes. Okay. A lot of new. New podcast, yeah. new radio
yep.
shows, new television announcement, new books. Yeah. New.
You showed up. You killed that 1 year. That's amazing. You know, and so now that you're in a 2 year, this is going to be a year that's going to help you really navigate through anything that's going to be subconsciously blocking you, right, from moving mm-hmm. forward. And so it's a very, mm-hmm. while it's not always as much of a fun, action-packed, like forward movement year, it is a very necessary year for you. So I would say, you know, that's why, you know, then you're going to go into your 3-year, which I can tell you right now will be a lot more fun.
Oh, good. Yeah,
so just look forward to the 3-year.
Maybe that's why I went off of Instagram for the first 3 months of 2020.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Well, and you know, I'm not surprised. The 2-year can be very, it's definitely a year that's going to draw you in, but it's also a very intuitive year. So pay attention to your intuition and know,
all
you know,
those 11/11s and
2-2-2s. All those 11. Yes. We're already getting this like, you know, preemptive, like little warning about that, which is great. So, you know, I think that it's important for people to understand that. The other thing that is good to know too is that within each of your personal years, each month has a number as well. Okay. So it's called a personal month. So when all of this started going down with like coronavirus, I would say on stateside anyway, I know it had already been going on pretty heavily in other parts of the world, but March for us was like the big, like, whoa, you know, mm-hmm. basically the earth or the universal year is a 4 and we were in a 7 month. March was a 7 month a 7 month is basically a month that's really going to draw you in and going to test your, it's like one that where you're like, okay, my strength comes from within. My strength comes from within. And I think what we're all seeing, especially this month, is it's, you're really, your faith is really being tested, like really being tested. And you're really having to rely on like bolstering yourself up, watching, making sure you're not paying too much attention to negative news, and really finding ways to find joy and to alleviate the stress and alleviate the angst. Because next month, April, is an 8 month, and an 8 month is basically gonna really highlight, I think, business. It's gonna highlight finances, money. And it's also going to highlight, you know, what do you want to create? So an 8 month has a different energy, but it's nice that it goes after a 7 month. So you can deal with a lot of the stress this month, and then next month, take action. That's going to be.
You know, that's interesting, because I've even been saying on my blog and sharing on things like that, that, you know, there's no better time.
Yes.
than to be the you want to be, than to create the future that you want to create.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, truly use this downtime to take a look at your life goals and your dreams and alignment and what you're doing and what you want to be doing, and set some things into action to
yep.
create that life you want. I mean, yep. there's no better excuse than to have nothing to do. And I mean, that being said, I have too much to do, but I think I'm the anomaly.
Right.
So when people say they have a favorite number,
mm-hmm.
why? Right. You know, people are naturally drawn to numbers. They pick that
yes.
number when they play sports or they wouldn't.
Yes.
Why is that? And why does it usually have to do with their birthday in some way? But you know what I mean? Like what is that all about? What are favorite numbers all about?
I think it's almost like, you know, you have a favorite friend or someone that you just really get along with and you love their personality. Truly, I think numbers, again, are they're energetic like beings, like they have a personality to them. And numbers have a positive side and a negative side. There's some numbers that are going to make you, but it's ultimately, I think, how you feel. Like that, how does that energy make you feel? So I always, for instance, I always loved the number three. And it's funny because I don't have a lot of threes in my energetic makeup, but I always really loved being around people like threes, like life path threes or people who have a lot of threes, because they're fun, they're social, they're really expressive and outgoing, really light on their feet and optimistic. And so that's really the hallmark of the three. It's just a fun number. So I
think
that's
interesting, because you just
yeah.
described me and I'm a life path six, which is
well,
interesting.
It might, but it doesn't mean that you don't have some threes in your energetic makeup. So in addition to the life path, there's also, you know, your destiny number, your soul urge number. There is, your actual birthday number. So threes can be,
minor expression is three and my first challenge is three. And let's see, there was one other one in here. My rational thought is three.
It's a three. Yeah. So you have a lot of three energy in your, you know, energetic makeup. And I also think that, yeah, I'd be interested to see, as you figure out your life path, you know, what that breaks down into, because so for instance, before you get your single number, like after you've added out all your numbers, like you have to look at what is that double digit number? Because I believe, like for instance, I am a 28, which goes down into, that breaks down into a 10, which breaks down into a life path one. Okay. But mm-hmm. that two and that eight, that 28, I look at as my, as kind of my minors. Okay. So if my life path one is my major that I selected in this lifetime, the two and the eight are what I'm minoring in, because I definitely, I resonate very highly with both of those numbers, the good and the bad, like in terms of the challenges and the lessons that I have to learn. I really do study those a lot because I do recognize some of my patterns in those numbers.
Interesting. Yeah. So mine is a 2-4, so a 24 broken down into six. So
you'll have to look at those.
A little
yeah.
More.
It's important, I think, to look at those numbers as well. Just to see, you might find that you're like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so really it all comes down to, I think, what, again, going back to the benefit of investing time and learning more about numerology is, it really helps you become more self-aware of where you need to focus your energy. I think we're all on a journey and we all want to improve ourselves, right? I think that, you know, we all have this yearning to be better. And sometimes though, we don't really know where to start because we can't actually even identify what it is we really need to work on. Sometimes it takes reading it in a form that's more like a numerology description to really kind of be like, oh, and have an aha moment. Sometimes it's sitting across from someone like you, you know, a psychotherapist saying to you, okay, I think this is your real issue. And them saying, oh, I never thought of it that way, you know? And so I think that it's a really easy, quick way to start to say, okay, where do I focus my energy in terms of, you know, maybe I need to focus on self-worth. And that is at the core and the crux of what's going on with a lot of these external issues, is it all comes down to the fact that I don't have that self-worth that I'm looking for. So,
earlier you touched on this idea that you mentioned that there can be negativity within numbers. And of course, you know, we always want to think of everything that unfolds in the universe as having the brightest light and being the most positive. But why are there bad numbers or scary numbers like 13s or, you know, the 666, stuff like that? What is with that? What is with the bad or the scary numbers?
You know what? I don't actually think, it's funny, I don't actually think there are any scary numbers. I think that just like all of us and everything in the universe, we have positive and negative energy associated. We have that going on. And I think that, that there are certain numbers that are believed to be related to like karmic numbers. And when we hear words like karma, we're like, oh my gosh, get away from, you know, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But karma really, it's not bad. It's just going back to the whole, you know, energy moves in circles. And sometimes we need to balance out an experience by having an opposite experience. And so I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. The 13, yes, can indicate challenges and can indicate that these might be things that you've brought in that you need to balance out from your past life. But, you know, again, I don't like to give a lot of energy or focus to it because I think that numbers are a good way for us to analyze and to evaluate. But like it or not,
doesn't 13 ultimately break down into 4?
Yes.
Right? I mean, don't they all break down to their single digit numerator? Yeah.
They do.
That's what I thought.
They do. They do. But there are certain numbers that are believed to be associated with. So for instance, you know, in the East and Eastern cultures, I mean, they've been following, you know, numerology for a long, long, long time. We're a little late in the West to the party, to the numerology party. So
as per usual,
as per usual. So they probably, you know, like, so they might not want to live in an address that has 13 in it, you know, and, but I also believe, and I think that this is where people can get a little, scared when it comes to things like numerology or astrology or things like that. They're like, I don't want to hear something bad and then create it. Well, I do think we are free will beings here. And what you believe is what you will perceive, right? And I do believe in the law of attraction. I do believe that we create our experience. And I do believe that you could have a whole rap sheet of like the most karmic numbers and numerology that you came in with. But I think you could still create the most amazing, beautiful life. It's all about how you perceive it and what you decide to do with it. Like, we are not victims. I don't believe that, you know, so say for instance, you know, I have a, I don't know, maybe I had a karmic number going into this next year and I felt like, oh, this is going to be a horrible year and it's going to be so hard. And, you know, just like I said, I took a deep breath before the 4 year because I know that it's going to be a lot of hard work. Four is always a lot of hard work. And I just knew it's going to be exhausting, but I also knew I was like, this is going to bring about, but I decided, I was like, I'm going to make this the best year. This is the year that I'm going to take leaps and bounds forwards. I'm going to move my life ahead in the direction I want to go. So I think more than anything, you need to, you know, take the information, but make sure that you don't give your power away to anything. You know what I mean? Like, I think even if you have a karmic number, I think you still don't give your power away to that. Say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to create an amazing life despite that. And I think that this is here obviously to help me along my journey for a reason. It's there for a reason. Does that make any sense?
Wow. Yeah, I just was doing the math on my last 4 year and was like, ooh, wow. A lot of stuff unfolded that year.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah. No, it was, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So one of the things that I hear a lot is people say, you know, that that's just coincidence. Why do you think that people are kind of oppositional to numerology, astrology, all of these different things? And, you know, I call them elevated tools. And why are elevated tools important? So it's kind of a two-part question.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of resistance to anything that you don't understand, I think, and can be fearful, can feel scary. And I think a lot of times it can feel like, okay, well, if I believe that, then I can't believe this. And, you know, if I follow astrology, then I also can't, you know, follow tarot, or, you know, it's like, I think people get this either or kind of attitude about it. And, oh, I do tarot. I don't do any of the other stuff. And the way I see it is, you know, I have my spiritual toolbox, I guess I would call it, you know, that I have as my tool that I use every single day to help interpret my experiences, to help understand how I'm feeling, to help give me guidance when I feel like I need it. And, you know, maybe sometimes I can't, you know, when I'm feeling days, I just can't trust my intuition, that I feel like I need something a little bit more to validate that. Numerology has been a great tool for me. And I think you have to, what I tell anyone is like, you have to trust how you feel. And if something does not resonate with you, then it's probably for a reason. It doesn't mean that it won't always, I mean, that you won't always feel that way. You maybe 5 years down the road, you say, you know what? I actually kind of am interested in learning more. I think the minute you try to hold too tightly to a set of beliefs, you don't allow yourself to grow and to evolve. And I think that if you just loosen your grip a little and open your mind, that you will see that there are breadcrumbs out there everywhere for you to help you along, to help you find your path. And that these are tools available to you if you so choose to need them. Do I think that I need numerology in order to live a fulfilled life and a successful life? And no, I don't. I think that, but I do think it enhances my experience because I really resonate with it. And so from a soul perspective, it feels really good to me.
I like a couple things you said there. You said as a tool, and that it doesn't have to become the all encompassing.
No.
Mean, even as you were talking about the address, I was like, okay, do I use my zip code? Do I use my,
yeah.
How far am I supposed to take that address thing to find out what my house path is?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, maybe I should do my husband's life path and see if we match or what.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, do people do that? Do they do marital numerology reports?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my
I do a lot of compatibility reports for people, and especially
compatibility report.
Listen, you know, I do more than anything, though. I kind of do more along the lines because I, with soul contract numerology, I basically take the birth name, anyone's birth name, and translate it into Hebrew, and from there into the numerical equivalent. So it's a pretty intense process, but what I can see, it's interesting though, because what I can take is that person's blueprint. And then I compare it against all of their partners, okay, that they've had in the past. And you can see the progression. You can see numerically kind of like, oh, this is why you were taught, this is why you were connected to that person. And then you learned that lesson. And this
Shut
is why you,
up.
I swear. And so as the person evolves and grows and learns and becomes more wise and works to their lessons, they attract a different partner. Right. And so what I look for though is if you have the same challenge numbers as the person you're with, then it ain't going to be an easy relationship. You're going to learn a lot, but it's not going to be super easy. But there are ways to look and see, oh, wow, this is really a soulmate relationship. When we call it a goal lock, when you might have the same goal as someone's, you know, maybe your weakness is their strength and vice versa. And then you're like learning from each other. So yeah. Anyway, so there's, listen.
And can people stay in relationships with people that aren't like for the duration of this lifetime, even if they aren't goal locked or whatever?
They can. They absolutely can. And I think that a lot of people, you know, sometimes our relationships is really where we learn, right? It's where we grow is through our relationships with people. Otherwise we'd be like Tom Hanks sitting on an island with talking to a beach ball, like not learning anything. So
right.
I think that sometimes there are relationships that are, if we're blessed enough in a lifetime to find a soulmate relationship, it's great. But then usually you have relationships outside of your marriage that are going to be the ones that really test you, right? And then, but then there are times when you marry that person that's really going to test you, and you're probably going to learn a lot, and it might not always be fun and easy, but I wouldn't look at that and say, oh my gosh, you can't be with that person. But if someone asks me, you know, I'm trying to decide between this person and this person, I can certainly give them my advice numerically.
Wow. That is absolutely so cool. One of my questions on here is, how can people get involved with learning more about numerology? Share with me real quick, because I still have a couple more questions, but share with me how they can find out about you and what you've got going on and what you're doing. And of course, we'll put all of the links in the show notes as well.
Sure. Well, I have a website. My business name is Namology by Aniston, and the link we'll put that in the body of the text. But I'm also working with my husband actually, and we do a lot of consulting with businesses. So that business is called Energetic Business Consulting. And I do more of the marketing side, where I use a lot of my numerology know-how blended with my marketing know-how to really dig in and help companies, you know, look at marketing in a different way and more from an energetic standpoint and kind of opening their mind in that way. And then my husband actually works with a lot of sales teams, teaching them how to be successful, but in a more of a conscious way. And with sales managers. So, that's really where I feel my specialty lies, but I do offer, individual readings, of course, for those that are wanting to really look into their life blueprint and understand themselves more, understand their relationships more. I do think it's an invaluable tool, and a great tool just for becoming a lot more self-aware of really what your soul's intention was for this lifetime and kind of seeing how you're doing. You know, how are you progressing on that path? And are you getting stuck in certain places? You know, so it's very rewarding work. I absolutely love it.
So good. So for people who might be listening that are like, I see the 1111s, where do I go to learn what that means? Or who are listening to us talk about our life paths, what websites do you recommend for people to start to kind of explore what the basic meaning of the numbers are and how they can learn about their life path?
So I'm a big fan of, okay, there's a couple of different books. The one, if you want to learn about your life path, I really, really love the book, The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. I think he does a really great job of explaining each life path in detail, and also goes into detail about the 9-year cycles as well as the personal months. And so that was a really impactful book for me. I also like a numerologist, Michelle Buchanan, and I think she, and I apologize because she's a Hay House author. I want to say it's the Numerology Guidebook, and that's a really basic, just, you know, quick understanding, or just go online. There's numerology.com. Has a really great database of information for you. And in terms of the numbers, the repeating numbers, I'm, much like you, I will be out and about and I'll see, I know the meaning of these numbers most of the time, but I often tell people, I'm like, just get your phone and type in meaning of, and then repeating twos or meaning of 333. And you'll find that like something will pop up, and it's usually coming from, there's a couple different websites that do give descriptions of what all the repeating numbers are. And oftentimes it's amazing. It's like the exact message you need right at that moment. It's pretty crazy.
Yesterday I had the craziest day. Literally every time that I looked at the clock, To the point it was silly. It was 11-11, 12-12, 1-1-1, 2-2-2, 3-3-3, and 4-4-4 yesterday. And I was like, this is overwhelming. I don't even know what you want me to do with this.
I've definitely started taking notes. Like all when I recommend that too. This is something that you really want to increase your ability to have that kind of messaging and guidance from the universe in this way. Start making notes when you see them. Think and write down, like, what were you doing? I mean, maybe what were you thinking? Or was there a question that had been on your mind earlier that day? And then write down, like, what was that number? Because you're going to start to see patterns. You'll start to see, like for instance, you might have a full week where all you see is 555, 555, 555, which I would tell you, wow, get ready. Hold on to your pants. You're about to have something really cool and something really unexpected come into your life. So be warned. Don't freak out. It's going to be great. You know, I think right now, especially with what's going on, I think we have a tremendous amount of spiritual assistance at our fingertips if we so choose to ask for help. And so I would recommend, like, if this is a time you just want to open your mind, even if you don't even believe in the process, but you say this would be interesting. You know, just say, okay, send me a message, you know, I'm going to be watching, like, let me know you're there and look, and I'm telling you, you're going to start seeing those messages from spirit.
I love it. I love one of the things that you said too, is it doesn't have to be an either or, you know, you can be a Christian, you can be a Buddhist, you can believe in astrology, you can believe in numerology. It, you know, a lot of these things are all rooted in the same ideation, which is connecting with spirit energy in a positive and hopeful light. And I think that it's a beautiful idea that, like, I can geek out on the stars.
Yep.
And believe in Jesus for my listeners, as example, you know, like,
yep.
or whatever it might be. And I like that. I like that idea so much that it doesn't have to be either or. These are just ways to increase your awareness and raise the collective conscious and just really have more tools in your toolbox. I mean, who doesn't need another tool to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression in these days? You know?
No, absolutely. Well, and I, again, the bigger and broader and wider that toolbox is, to be honest, like, you have to be intentional. I think people have this view that the super spiritual, like, they're always just happy and in a good place and positive, and that's just who they are all the time. And that is false. That is absolutely false. That takes work. It takes intention. It takes waking up in the morning and getting your mind right. It takes limiting certain amounts of information. And the more tools you have, I think, to help you stay in a positive, you know, frame of mind and in a hopeful frame of mind, you know, the easier it will be to stay there. But make no mistake, I mean, just like you said earlier, you know, you were sitting down in the shower saying, what am I going to do? We all have those moments. And if you don't have anything to pull you out of that, it can feel very overwhelming and very scary. Yeah.
So true. I mean, just even yesterday, you know, I feel like I meditated, I did yoga, I looked at my astrology guide that my astrologist, you know, laid out for me. I've literally every hour I was having to reset. I was having to go grab a tool because it's just the way the world is right now. And so I think that now more than ever, people can definitely tap into at least something that gives us hope, like you described in the very beginning. I mean, more than ever, we need the hope. So last question, in light of kind of everything going on numerology wise, is this the end of the world?
No, I don't think so. No, this is the end of the world as we know it. That's my answer to that. I think that's why we all feel so like, what is going to happen? And the word, the media, it's unprecedented. Yes, it is unprecedented because we're moving into a time that has not existed on Earth. I 100% believe that. I think we're moving into, as you know, astrologers would say, the age of Aquarius. We are moving from a very one-centric, very yang kind of individualized, you know, get out of my way, I'm going for it, you know what I mean, into more of a two energy, which is unification, feeling connected to each other. It's feeling like we all want to join hands and to right the wrongs and to live a more balanced, kind, life. And to me, that sounds amazing, but it's going to take some change to get there. And the universe is going to bring that change, whether we like it or not. And that's what's happening. And I think we just need to remember that things are not falling apart. I don't believe that. I think things are falling together. Like, I think things are falling into place, and we just have to have faith that we are loved and guided and protected, and that, you know, that we're a part of the plan too.
Things are falling into place. I love that. And you know, as you were talking, you said Age of Aquarius. I couldn't help but think of that. It's the age of
yes.
Aquarius. And you said it's the end of the world as we know it. I'm like, it's the end of the world as we know. I'm like, well, there's been predictions of this stuff for a while.
I was going to say, those hippies knew what they were doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, it's amazing stuff. I'm so glad that you were able to carve out the time during the crazy to come chat all things numerology with the listeners. I've been promising that I would find a great numerologist for quite a few weeks now. And, you just hit the nail on the head and over exceeded anything I think we all could have hoped for in the way of this conversation. So thank you so, so much.
Of course. Thank you
for
so
coming
much.
On today.
I really appreciated it. You know, if anything, it was just a jolt of energy just to be able to have a really inspired conversation amidst everything that's going on. And I just am sending love to everybody. And I can't wait to see where we all end up. It's going to be great.
Oh, thanks. Absolutely. And if you want to get your name checked out and you want to get your partner's names checked out, visit namologybyaniston.com. And I will definitely include that in the podcast show notes. Thank you so much, Aniston. We'll chat soon.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.